There are a lot of occult paranormal investigation TV shows. Does Ralph think there's any danger of an accidental invitation when watching those? Now, I'd follow up and say, these guys, if they don't know what they're doing and they're not in there with the full intent of using Catholic exorcism rites and the tools, they could be placing themselves in harm's way, in big trouble, couldn't they?
Well, from what I've heard of some of the shows, I'm not going to mention any one or any show by name, is that there was a few people who did wind up getting transient possessed and having problems in their homes. You know, what they're doing is they're going into these abandoned buildings and they're communicating, which is a sin right off the bat. We're told not to communicate with the dead. We're told not to communicate with spirits. We're told not to seek hidden knowledge.
Right.
We're warned about that. And it's only through the grace of God that a lot of these people, when they go to these abandoned buildings and they walk around, they do EVPs and they take pictures and they, you know, they, it's only by the grace of God that a lot more of them don't have some kind of a problem. But I can tell you that there was a group that had investigated one of the cases that I did on the Demon Files, the Tennessee Wartrace case. They had a group of paranormal investigators in there. I think there was a few groups that they had. Some of them got some EVPs and a little bit of stuff here and there. But there was one particular group where there was a husband and wife team that went in there, and something happened to the wife in one of the bathrooms. Something touched her or did something to her. And she left. She left the location. And a few days later, after she dropped her two small children off at school, she committed suicide.
Oh.
Now, was it due to what went on in that house? I don't know for sure. I'd have to really talk to the survivors about that to get to the bottom of it,
mm-hmm.
Why she might have committed suicide. I just think it's a little strange that she had this experience that really frightened her, and this happened a few days later. So is there a connection? I don't know. But the danger is there. Why would you want to put yourself in a situation like that? All right, I get it. I know it's fun. It's not going to be fun if one of those things manifests itself to you or your family. It's no longer going to be fun. In fact, you're not even going to put two and two together for a while. That you're going to wonder why the heck this is happening. And there's no such thing as a demon hunter. We're the ones that are hunted. We don't hunt them. They hunt us. You know, and as far as watching a TV show that portrays this stuff, people tend to think that once they enter into their homes and they lock the door, that's it. They're safe.
Ugh.
You know, they can't be touched. That's wrong. The devil can enter the sacristy of a church. The devil stood before our Lord Jesus Christ 4 times in Scripture that we know of. So what makes you think that he can't stand in front of you? What makes anybody out there think that he can't get at you? He can get at you. And watching the TV show is not what causes it. It's not praying, not going to Mass, not having a relationship with God, not knowing who the Blessed Mother is. Those are the things that the devil wants you to do. So he can continue to influence you and manipulate you and keep you away from God.
Well,
that's where the danger lies.